Because I do not hope to turn again. Because I do not hope. Because I do not hope to turn. Because these wings are no longer wings to fly, but merely vans to beat the air. The air which is now thoroughly small and dry, smaller and drier than the will. Teach us to care and not to care. Teach us to sit still. Pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Pray for us now and at the hour of our death. These are the first words of what some call T.S. Eliot's conversion poem, aptly entitled Ash Wednesday. It is a poem where Eliot takes us on his journey as he turns around and around on a spiritual spiral staircase, his own spiritual staircase. Brothers and sisters, we all have our own spiral spiritual staircases that we walk. And if we are honest with ourselves, we might all agree that it is far more comfortable to stay where we are, to remain at whatever spiritual place we are. And maybe, like Eliot, we too exclaim, because I do not hope to turn again. It is easiest not to cause a commotion in life. Now, turning is not easy. Yet, that is why we come here today. For it is the message of Lent. Turn away from sin. Return to the gospel. It is the message that we will hear over and over and over again in Scripture in the next 6 weeks. Turn. Admitting that we are wrong. Asking for forgiveness, offering forgiveness, and letting go of a grudge, sharing our surplus and excess, letting go of complacency. There are many ways we can turn, but if you are like me, none of these are easy. And it's so much easier to just say, no, because I do not hope to turn, I do not really wish to turn again. But brothers and sisters, Christ gives us something to make this journey as we climb our own spiritual spiral staircases. Christ gives us what might we call a railing to hold on, or a cane, or maybe better than that, a helping hand. Christ offers us ways in which we can turn. He offers us ways in which we can climb our own spiral spiritual staircases, especially throughout the season, through almsgiving, prayer, and fasting. We call this the pillars of Lent. It is in these three seemingly small actions that we are able to climb our staircases and that we are able to turn. It is in this almsgiving, prayer, and fasting that we slowly turn to become a people who are less concerned about ourselves, less invested in our own egos, less focused on our own self-importance, less trained on our own comfort. It is in this prayer, fasting, almsgiving, that we are able to turn, to climb our spiritual spiral staircases. And as we turn, we see our connection to one another, to others, and that we belong to God as we reach out His hand. So today, brothers and sisters, as we mark ourselves with ashes, we mark ourselves as a people who turn. And although we do not hope to turn again, although we do not hope to turn, it remains our prayer today and through all of Lent, in the words of Eliot, that the Spirit of God will suffer us not to mock ourselves with falsehood, teach us to care and not to care, teach us to sit still, and let our cry come unto thee. Amen.